back to tournament time. We've got drama.
So mad.
I'm mad. I'm very mad about
the
it.
The 6th annual March Mayhem of Music. We're starting off with a lot of controversy already. The matchup from yesterday, which was the Queen and One Direction, is now in overtime.
Because second overtime won in the show.
Like, how did that even happen?
I don't know, but One Direction just went to overtime with Big Time Rush and needed extra time and won in the extra session. And now they are battling with Queen. You have 58 minutes to vote to see who decides and to move on to the next round, who will face what looks to be Destiny's Child, who has a 3% edge on Imagine Dragons right now with 24 minutes left in that vote. Is it possible that we could have two overtime matchups in one day? Is that possible?
Have you ever had that many before?
No.
What is happening?
I don't think it's going to be overtime for Imagine Dragons and Destiny's Child. I don't know, because Destiny's Child has been in the lead this whole time.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm a little butthurt about
it. And it's been close, but, like, they haven't, like, you know, not been in the lead. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And I think it's appropriate that this shows up on the day that the NCAA tournament starts. And that madness begins today at noon.
Oh, boy.
I keep hearing people talk about that, too, and it's just never ending.
It's all over the place.
Today's show is going to feature Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes.
Heck yeah, man.
The 1 and 2 seed from the men's region. So that is going to be an intro. We're going to go back and forth 1 hour of nothing but Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes. If you want to hear something specific, please send us a tweet at Nights Radio. And while you're on at Nights Radio, you can vote still for Queen in One Direction in overtime. And for the next 23 minutes, you can vote for Imagine Dragons or Destiny's Child. One Direction currently leading.
It was, like, not that way, like, 2 seconds ago.
34 votes. Just to let you know, the gravity of this voting. We had 434 votes for the regular session of Queen in One Direction. That's a lot of votes.
Hence why I don't think that 1 hour poll was fair.
I feel like all of the competitions that end up being 50-50 are the ones with the most votes.
And they're always the One Direction ones.
Why do people get
give
so
me your music card if you voted 1D?
Well,
if you
we're
don't
getting
vote Queen, so you smell.
Oh, wow.
Wow, great tweets.
The one thing
really
that we could
understand.
That we just talked about, I talked about this in my first block class, and I spoke briefly with you guys about this, is the amount of Twitter buzz that this is creating and the amount of conversation that this is creating in this year's tournament, and I don't think this has ever happened in any tournament that we've ever done. So this is kind of cool, and I really, really dig it. So you've
Strauss
got some
is just so psyched that people are fighting.
Yeah.
I love that people are
like
fighting.
I like that people are fighting. It makes me kind of upset.
We will bring you updates every few minutes, but we are in an overtime session. 1 hour overtime session, One Direction and Queen. Make sure you get out and vote, retweet, do what you got to do. In the meantime, we're going to get back into the finals of the men's region. Ed Sheeran, the top seed, taking on Shawn Mendes. That's Aaron's boo right there. So you're going to hear a little bit from everybody. If you want to hear something, give us a shout at Nights Radio. In the meantime, Bloodstream, Ed Sheeran, 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music.
I've been spending out the time, couple women by my side. I got sinning on my mind, sipping on red wine. I've been sitting here for ages, ripping out the pages. How'd I get so faded? How'd I get so faded? Oh, no, no, don't leave me lonely now. If you love me, how'd you never love? Ooh, color crimson in my eyes. One or two could free my mind. This is how it ends. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream, fading out again. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream. So tell me when it kicks in. Well, tell me when it kicks in. I've been looking for a lover, for
told I'd find her in a bottle. God, make me another one. I'll be feeling this tomorrow. Lord, forgive me for the things I've done. I was never meant to hurt no one. I saw scars upon a broken heart, love. Oh, no, no, don't leave me lonely now. If you love me, how'd you never learn? Ooh, color crimson in my eyes. One or two could free my mind. This is how it ends. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream. Fading out again. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream. Tell me when it kicks in. Well, tell me when it kicks in. Well, tell me when it kicks in. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar, it's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken heart. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar, it's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken heart. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar, it's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken heart. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar, it's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken hearted. So tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar, it's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken hearted. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar, it's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken hearted.
Play the lottery, you my winning. It's like 25 the lives that you bust out of prison. Something's in the air, something's in the air. It's like that feeling when you're just about to kill it. Take your last shot, you know you're gonna hit it. Something's in the air, something's in the air. Whoa. Wouldn't listen. It's like an anthem that the whole world's singing. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. Whoa. Something big is happening. Take this spark and start a fire. Raise this up.
can't believe that this is... I just use my own personal Twitter account to vote for Queen. It's the first time all tournament. I'm not trying to, like, rig the voting, but...
But, man.
With all due respect, One Direction.
Like, what are you guys doing out there?
Don't let them win.
Who is letting this happen? I told my friends to go vote for Queen, and he and the one went, oh, what, against One Direction? Nah, I'm voting for One Direction. I said, Nick, what are you doing?
Please, no.
What is don't happening? Let this
happen. Nick, no.
The update, the live update that we have right now, One Direction leading by probably three or four votes, 52% to 48%, 71 votes in, 47 minutes remaining. And the other one from yesterday, Destiny's Child, Imagine Dragons. Destiny's Child hanging on, 159 votes in. They have a 3% edge over Imagine Dragons. That's another upset. We haven't had a lot of upsets in this tournament. This is a big
maybe
day.
Maybe that's why people are talking about it so much. They're like, what the heck is going on, bro?
What is happening?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Are there just like music trolls out there that's voting? Like, I
music
know.
Trolls.
Yes.
No, it's people who like really like One Direction.
I honestly
they
almost
really
feel
make
bad.
Me upset.
I almost feel bad for Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes at this point because there is no one's talking about them today.
Well, you know what makes
well,
me laugh?
Well, they will. They
is
will.
The fact that like. We're going to talk about Shawn Mendes and Ed Sheeran for a second.
Yes.
Shawn Mendes' idol was literally Ed Sheeran. Like, when he started singing, he was like, oh my god, I love Ed Sheeran. Aww. Like, he's like my idol. I look up to him so much. And now they're against each other.
That's kind
of
cute,
and
though.
And Shawn has a chance of beating him.
I feel like...
I don't know, because when you look at Ed Sheeran's polls compared to Shawn's, Shawn won by, like, this much against Billy Joel. You guys can't see my hand. But, like, this much.
A tiny
just a little.
Bit. A tiny
and
bit.
And Ed Sheeran, like, dominated. Who was he against?
Ed Sheeran that's had Sam Hunt. And then Bob Marley.
Yeah, he dominated Bob Marley.
Correct.
So, see, like, I'm just true. Saying.
I just love it when celebrities are fans of each other. Like, when you see videos of two celebrities meeting each other and they're both just fangirling.
Oh, yeah, for each other.
It's exactly. So cute.
It's adorable.
I love it.
Totally adorable. We have 46 minutes left to vote for the Queen One Direction Overtime Extravaganza. And we also have 12 minutes left to go in the Destiny's Child Imagine Dragons matchup. Right now, Destiny's Child up 3%, so stay tuned for that. Jump right back into the music now. We're going Ed Sheeran, the number one seed in the men's region, Thinking Out Loud, right here on the 6th Annual March Mayhem of Music, Falls at Nights Radio.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So, honey, now take me into your life. Thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory.
kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Oh, darling, place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud that maybe we found love right where we are. Or maybe we found love right where we are. And we found love right where we are. It's not that I'm afraid I'm not enough for her. It's not that I can't find the words to say. She's with him, she seems happier. And I don't wanna take that away. How many times can I see your face? How many times will you walk away? I just have to let you know, I'm not trying to start a fire with this flame. But I'm worried that your heart might feel the same. And I have to be honest with you, baby. Tell me if I'm wrong and this is crazy. But I got you this rose and I need to know, will you let it die or let it grow? Die or let it go? Not that I don't care about the love you have. It's not that I don't want to see you smile. But there's no way that he can feel the same, yeah. Cause when I think of you, my mind goes wild. How many times can I see your face? How many times will you walk away? I just have to let you know, I'm not trying to start a fire with this flame. But I'm worried that your heart might feel the same. And I have to be honest with you, baby. Tell me if I'm wrong, this is crazy. But I got you this rose and I need to know, you let it die or let it grow? You can tell me to stop if you already know. Though I'm not sure my heart can take it, but the look on your face is don't let me go. I'm not trying to start a fire with this flame, but I'm worried that your heart I feel the same. And I have to be honest with you, baby. Tell me if I'm wrong, this is crazy. But I got you this rose and I need to know, will you let it die or let it go? I'm not trying to start a fire with this flame, but I'm worried in your heart I feel the same. I need to know, will you let it die or let it grow?
One from Ed Sheeran, a bag song, and one from Shawn Mendes, another bag song.
Leave it to our boys to put you in your bag.
Kind of appropriate for a day like today. Kind of wet and dreary
and
gross
sad
and sad.
And annoying.
And
sad about many things.
Yeah.
It's
you right.
Generally.
If you're just joining us, we do have an overtime poll going on right now. Queen in One Direction in overtime. 91 votes in. Queen has taken a slight lead. So apparently Queen called a timeout, regrouped, and they've come out of the timeout on a little bit of a run. 91 votes in, 36 minutes left.
Hopefully they can keep that up.
And the funny part, we need a mic, like an off-air mic, or a camera in here, so you can see us all raging about this matchup, because that's all we're talking about. Gabby is salty.
I'm like, okay, so like...
Erin's trying to tweet things that aren't funny.
I know.
She
really
tries
to be funny, and she just
can't.
They
are funny.
So, she does her best.
I have a thing.
Okay.
I'm not against One Direction. I like One Direction. I've been to one of their concerts. I, at one point, was a huge fan of One Direction. But there are just certain things that are not right. And the fact that Queen, at one point, was losing to One Direction, and this has been, like, a back-and-forth type of thing, actually upsets me, because Queen is just so legendary and iconic, and I can't believe we're comparing them now, you know?
Yeah. One Direction.
Shan says so is One Direction.
Shannon, are you voting for One Direction?
No, good.
But would you
Shannon,
vote for One
Shannon,
Direction? That's what
Shannon
I thought.
Shannon would vote for Queen. So I'm going to I cast my vote on behalf of Shannon. That's the way. Because I'm the commissioner, so I don't want to seem like biased in any way, stretch, or form. But, you know, whatever. So you still have some time. Right now, I feel bad. And I think, I don't know who brought this up earlier, but I feel like the Ed Sheeran-Shawn Mendes matchup is getting completely overshadowed by this.
Completely.
100% overshadowed.
100%.
However.
But we don't have time to just dedicate a date to this.
But we do have some time for some. We're going to go more Ed Sheeran.
Ooh, yes.
We're going Galway Girl.
Oh, jam.
The number one seed in the tournament, Ed Sheeran. I almost said Sean Sheeran. That would have been weird. That's somebody different.
That'll be their child's name.
Yeah. Right. Right, Sean Sheeran. Imagine the music that they would make.
My gosh. That child would be so talented.
My goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so good. Wow. Shawn Mendes and Ed Sheeran need to have a kid. This is what we're saying.
Moral of the story.
Moral of the story.
Breaking news into the science world.
It could happen, right?
Yeah.
It could. There's science.
If we're trying
science could take to
if
somehow.
I don't
want to get
out.
Into it.
If we're trying to make the most musically talented child we can,
it's sort of
in the same vein as the fact that we should. It's in the same vein as the fact that we should send Ed Sheeran to the moon so he can write the most beautiful song ever written about like
the
space.
Moon. Yes.
Give it 13 years.
Send Ed Sheeran to space so he can write about space.
I kind of want to Sharpie
fight me,
on my
Strauss. I believe in it.
If I drew like a heart in Sharpie on my phone case, do you think it'll like stay?
All right, let's play some. Let's play some Ed Sheeran.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. A baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street by the side of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. A baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room, swear she was singing to me. You know she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little girl. Holding mine, our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine, as we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl. My Galway girl.
I thought that I've been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself. Like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself. Gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Get you out of my head. You watch me get it till I can't breathe.
Oh, the drama continues.
We have at least one winner.
We do have one winner to announce. Gab, you want to take this one?
Destiny's Child has defeated. Imagine Dragons, 53% Destiny's Child, 47% Imagine Dragons with 64 votes.
I feel like that's the first one that was truly unexpected.
Honestly, no, I kind of expected it.
Oh, really?
Really?
Okay, so when I saw that Destiny's Child moved on, I was expecting them to beat Imagine Dragons.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, I didn't think they were going to move on in the beginning, but then they did. But, so then once they did, like, I was like, oh, yeah, Destiny's Child would be Imagine. I can't talk today, can you tell?
Tough day.
Imagine Dragons.
Who were they up against originally?
So Destiny's Child defeated BTS in the first round.
Right.
Now they've taken down Imagine Dragons. So now we have seven of our final eight in the bracket ready to go.
Yeah,
Destiny's Child will take on the overtime winner of Queen and One Direction. Right now, with 123 votes in and 26 minutes remaining, Queen holds a 5% edge over One Direction.
I'm not going to lie. I'm actually really stressed out by this.
It hurts to watch.
It does hurt
like,
to watch.
I can't stop refreshing it.
Like, right now, it's fine. Like, right now, I'm chilling, I think, for a little bit. But, like, there have been times where I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
So if you hear a giant gasp and a scream during when anybody's speaking, it's Gabby. And that means that a I don't know how often Twitter updates their polls. It's obviously
you
not
have to
live.
Refresh it. It is normally live, but it's or at least it's a couple
live-ish.
Minutes off.
It's live-ish.
Let's live-ish put it that way. Is not live.
So some of them go in right away, and some of them take like till the poll ends to go right away.
It's so strange.
It's really annoying.
Here's how the rest of the tournament is going to work. We are now doing just one matchup per day from here on out. No, we're not doing two matchups from here on out. So Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes today, all day. Nothing but Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes.
Legends.
Tomorrow is the finals of the New School versus Old School hip-hop region, where both top seeds have advanced, so no upsets in that region whatsoever. It hasn't even really been close. Some people thought that J. Cole was going to be Drake. That didn't happen. And so tomorrow's show is going to be Drake and Eminem. And I'm sure Nick will be back giving you guys a great show.
For the Lonely Session.
The Lonely Session.
Be back.
So that will be tomorrow's show. Monday's show is going to feature Ariana Grande, the top seed overall in the tournament, as
yes.
determined by us. And the number 7 seed, Lady Gaga. And I think Lady Gaga has a shot at winning that matchup.
Really?
Do you?
That's
I
really
do.
Risky to say. Man.
I do.
That is a statement.
That was very bold. I tend to disagree.
You don't tend to disagree. You either do or you don't.
I disagree.
Okay, good. So you disagree.
Not that I don't think Lady Gaga couldn't win. Like, she could win. But, like, it's a higher chance for Ariana.
I think they're both thriving right now, so it really depends. They're both thriving.
But the majority of people, like, on Twitter voting are teenagers, and they care more about Ariana. So, thank you, Nick.
That does make Ariana more divisive, though.
Shannon tends
word,
to, even
yeah.
though she's offline.
Gabby don't understand that word.
It's like, there are people, like, disagreeing about Ariana, and right now, people look at Lady Gaga, they're like, yeah, she's cool, and people look at Ariana Grande, and they're either like, heck yeah, or heck nah, you know what I mean?
No, I get it, but, like, she's still really, really, really popular.
She's got a lot more
she
hype,
is.
Definitely.
Well, the people will decide. That'll be Monday's matchup, and then Tuesday's matchup will be Destiny's Child against the overtime winner of either Queen or One Direction. That'll be Tuesday's show, and then we're down to the Final Four.
Refresh the Twitter.
Let me refresh the Twitter and see what's happening. Nothing yet.
Hold on.
Nothing yet.
No news.
Nothing has changed.
Still 123
still
votes.
Winning. No let's news. Keep it that way. Thank yeah. you.
So let's play some tunes. We'll get
I
off to a
tunes.
Break. We will play some
love
tunes.
Love me a quality tune.
We're doing Ed Sheeran and see we got. Did we just do Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
We just did Sean. Let's go
no,
back
we
to.
Didn't.
No, we just did Ed.
That was Ed.
That was Ed.
Sean
yeah.
Let's play some Sean.
Go over to the Sean folder. We're gonna.
I mean,
Shannon.
Either way, we're gonna play some Sean.
Either way.
Sean really
either
just.
I found a love
we said
go.
Sean.
Shan.
It's fine. We're gonna let it ride. We'll be back.
Man.
Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl. Beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for. Were the someone waiting for me. Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give. My dreams, I hope that someday I'll share her home.
carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand, be my girl, I'll be your man. I see my future in your eyes. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect tonight. No, no, no.
And now a farewell message from...
Love it when you just don't care. Love it when you dance like there's nobody there. To panic, it's hard, don't be afraid. We don't care what them people say. I love it when you don't seek no. I love it when you do what you want, cause you just said so. Let them all go home, we are late. We don't care what them people say. We don't have to be ordinary. Make your best mistakes. Cause we don't have the time to be sorry. So baby, be the love of the party. I'm telling you to take your shot. It might be scary. Hearts are gonna break. We don't have the time to be sorry. So baby, be the life of the party. Together we can just let go. Pretend like there's no one else here that we know. Slow dance for love as the club track plays. We don't care what the people say.
Life of the Party from Shawn Mendes, the number 2 seed in the men's region. And it is going up against Ed Sheeran, the number 1 seed. One of them will advance, the other will hope to be in next year's tournament.
Vote for Shawn.
Yeah.
Aaron says vote for Shawn.
Or you could vote for, I really don't care either way. I just love Shawn.
You just don't want somebody to vote for One Direction.
Yeah, wait, hold on, I'm mad, okay? Y'all really letting me down right now. Like, I'm really upset. Why is One Direction winning currently?
It's 49-51.
I'm not allowing this to happen, by the way. I say we just kick One Direction out of the tournament.
Okay. Because, speaking of Shawn Mendes, Shawn Mendes right now on tour in Europe has a show tonight in Munich, Germany. That's probably, like, right around now.
I want to go.
Yeah. Can I go? Wait, there are 5-hour difference, so it's 10 o'clock now. So it's, like, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, so everybody's getting ready for the show.
Yeah.
Maybe a sound check.
Right, he probably has meet and greet going on. His meet and greet, his Q&A and sound check and all that. He's probably doing that right now.
Italy coming up later on, Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, and then four shows in the UK.
Lots of UK.
Six shows, excuse me, in the UK, and then he comes back to North America on June 12th with 4 shows in Canada, taking a tour of the Great White North, and then the U.S. tour kicks off in St. Paul, Minnesota on June 21st at the XL Energy Center, home of the Minnesota Wild, and then comes back to, when's he going to be here? You said July.
August
28th.
He's coming to Newark in what, August 10th?
August 10th and 11th.
2 shows in Newark at the Prudential Center on August 10th and 11th.
I don't know why.
Why no love for Philadelphia?
North Jersey.
No Philly love? That doesn't that
scroll down.
Apparently
scroll
not.
Down, there is Philly love.
Philly love on August 28th.
We're the last show. Oh wait, no, we're not.
Wells Fargo.
I don't really thought.
Aaron.
I was about to say, maybe he'll stay and hang out for a week.
Maybe.
Nope, doubt it.
The second to last stop on his US tour is at the Wells Fargo Center on August 28th, and then 2 shows to close out the US tour at the Mohegan Sun Arena up in Connecticut. So, are you fangirling enough to go up and see him in Newark for a show?
No, it's really expensive at Newark.
Literally, the only reason I'm not going is because I'm not allowed to drive myself there.
But would you entertain tickets? Like, if mom or dad said, hey, I want to go with you.
Yeah.
But you got to pay your own ticket.
I'd pay for both tickets.
How much are tickets? Are they crazy
like
expensive?
Like $120 a piece to sit on the floor.
$120?
That's with fees and everything.
That's a little much.
To sit on the floor?
So let me ask you guys.
It's on the floor.
Okay. Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
Stage.
What
How
is
cheap is like the cheapest?
Question number one is, what is the most you would pay for a ticket out of your pocket? So right now, Shawn Mendes tickets, what's the most that you would pay?
$200.
You'd pay $200. Gabby? For any, it doesn't have to be Shawn Mendes. It could be anybody.
It's just Shawn Mendes, $200.
Currently, I'm like broke, so like $150.
Okay.
But that would have to be like
Jewel.
I don't know. I feel like it depends on how much I have at the time. And right now, I don't got much.
Me,
Shannon. Shannon's zoning out. She's also off mic. Makes it tough. The most you'd pay for your favorite concert ticket.
I think $100.
Hundo. Interesting.
I did for 21 Pilots. When I was a freshman, 21 Pilots.
Nice.
Oh my god, 21 Pilots.
You have it on the station?
Oh my god.
Shout out Ryan Farmer.
Oh my gosh.
21 Pilots, when they were big, was like the thing.
It was like the thing.
It was.
They're still doing okay for themselves.
Yeah.
I think.
True.
They're touring, right?
I think so, yeah.
Wouldn't be able to tell you.
So are you the kind of concert goers that... Are you okay with just getting in the venue, or do you have to sit up close?
I'm okay with just being in the venue. I mean, yeah. I'd rather not be in the nosebleeds.
Same.
You know?
But for Shawn, I have to be in his face.
I feel like it depends on, like...
Oh my God,
not.
He just sweat on me.
Oh,
yeah,
gross.
That's me.
Is that spit I see?
I feel like it depends on the venue. Like, I don't think I've ever gone to, like, a stadium concert, unless you count Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which was a good time. But, like, the only concert that I went to voluntarily and paid for was like $45, and I was all the way in the back, but I still had a good time.
I see. I kind of like, maybe it's just me being old. I'm okay with just being in the arena or in the stadium or whatever.
Like, mm-hmm. They have screens
but
for
it
a reason.
But it is a more preferable like experience when you're close up.
I agree.
It's so cool.
I agree with that.
It's awesome.
It's the best.
I just don't like the mass amounts of people. Like if you have GA and you're up against it and there's all these people and they're going crazy. I always get stuck. It doesn't matter where I go. If I'm going to the movies or if I'm going to a concert, I always get stuck by the idiots. So
that's because they're idiots. They follow me around. They're just everywhere.
They're just looking for their leader and they just happen to bump into me.
Best concert of my life. Shawn Mendes. I was in like seventh grade. He came to Six Flags Great Adventure and I had season passes to Six Flags. So like I went to this concert and it was free for me and it was like a small little arena. It's a small little arena thing in Six Flags. So it's really, really small and it was on the floor. And that was the closest I've ever been to Shawn. And honestly, best experience of my life. It was free, and I was the closest I would ever be. And oh my gosh, I want to go back to that night. So
the first time I saw Shawn, I was pretty close too. It was the Jingle Ball pre-party. It was free, and I snagged 6 tickets for free. And I sat like right. Well, we stood, but it was like GA, same thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like second row. Like, he walked right past us as he left. Like right past us. I was like,
I was like,
wait, hold on, that's Shawn. And he like left, and I was like, oh my god.
There you go.
He's very tall, by the way.
Yes. I think the closest I've ever been to the front for a concert, I didn't know it was an AWOL Nation concert.
Really?
My friend told me that, because I knew the openers, and my friend was like, oh, those guys are going to be playing at the show, and I was like, oh, I like them. It was Nothing But Thieves. They had a popular song not that long ago. And so I went to see them, and then I sat through the show, and I realized that it was an AWOL Nation concert.
That's fun.
And I was pretty close to the front, so that was I saw AWOL Nation.
But there is something to be said about being close to a show, like to being. It doesn't matter what artist it is. I mean, you can. I like smaller venues because all my bands are getting old now. Breaking news into the studio.
Pause for a second.
175 votes in, 8 minutes remaining.
Oh no!
And we're tied 50-50. So that means because there's an odd amount of votes that
one of them technically
is a winner right now.
And so Twitter will tell us that if we
yes, they will. So we're gonna play some tunes.
I'm upset.
We're gonna go back to Shawn Mendes.
What is going on?
We'll find out after this break who the winner is. Find out who treats us better on the March Mayhem of Music. Is it One Direction or Queen?
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop. I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat stop time for you. The second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves. Gentlemen, tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can. Give me a sign, take my fine. Promise I won't let you down. Just know that you don't have to do this alone. Promise I'll never let you down. Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better. Better than he can. Oh.
dance floor tonight. I got two left feet and a bottle of red wine, making me feel like the beat in the bass line. Or in my blood, both hands up on a waistline. Get on up, baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Don't care what the DJ chooses. Get lost in the rhythm of me. Please don't close until we wanna leave it. You and I, we're flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona. You, baby, solamente. You and I, we're flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona.
Ed Sheeran, Barcelona, the top seed in the tournament, taking on Shawn Mendes. And the poll is now live. That'll be up for 23 straight hours. And we will have the winner of that matchup between Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes in the tomorrow show, Drake and Eminem, which should be a good show. Nick will be hosting that show and bringing you guys some plenty of new school versus old school hip hop, although I think both of them are new school, but hey, whatever.
All the
whatever.
Old school is out.
Ah!
So that.
That's not the priority right now.
The priority is, well, we're going to get the business out of the way right now of the tournament. Ed Sheeran,
so
Shawn Mendes is now live. So that technically the show is over. However, that being said, we still have one big elephant in the corner that
Twitter.
Nobody is talking about, and that's the overtime matchup between One Direction and Queen. The results are ending. 175 votes are in. We're actually going to reveal this live on the air, so this is going to be exciting.
Oh my God,
it
I'm
is
so
50-50.
Scared. Oh my gosh.
Oh
so
no.
Oh my gosh.
Unless a whole bunch of votes came in last minute, it's going to be decided by one vote.
It says and
it's
poll ending.
Poll is ending.
Oh my gosh.
Right now, and I can't take the tension. I just
go
can't.
Go back to Twitter. Stop it.
Stop doing that.
Dude,
what do we have?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
We don't know what's going to happen. I need this drum roll to last a little bit longer.
The drum roll
it's
needs
not
to be
going
like
to.
A minute.
Queen, the top seed. One Direction, the five seed.
We still don't know.
Drum roll is a little
How
bit
much
early.
Time?
I have 16 time? Seconds of a drum roll.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to try it again. Ready? I'm just going to leave because they can't see the Twitter poll. The winner of the overtime matchup.
Oh, I'm stressed.
There will be no double overtime because there's an odd amount of votes.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, but
Queen.
What if one comes in late?
One Direction.
Oh, my gosh.
Who advances to the final against Destiny's Child? It is.
I'm so scared.
Queen!
Queen! I just pooped my pants.
Queen moves on with 217 votes. Queen wins by one vote.
Oh, wow.
Talk amongst yourselves while I tweet this out.
I think
this
I just, like, pooped my pants, guys.
Me too, honestly.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, Queen wins.
Oh, happy day. I need to breathe.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I need to breathe for a second.
That was,
oh, my God.
I actually don't think I've ever been this stressed out in my life. And I think I just grew, like, 4 gray hairs doing that, and I don't ever want to do that again. Thank you guys, you directioners, for making this a horrible experience, but also memorable.
The queen people really came through on this one.
Yes, you know, and all the directioners just, like, did not tweet anything. They just kind of voted. Yeah. They just silently voted.
It was
voted.
All the queen stands
under
that
the
were
table
tweeting.
Voting.
They did, yeah.
Because people can be proud of liking Queen,
yes.
You know? Because Queen is respectable.
It's not that you can't be proud of liking One Direction. It's just when they're up against Queen, you don't want to admit that you're
exactly.
The one who's voting for One Direction.
217 votes in 1 hour.
I feel like, I know it's an Ed and Sean show, but can we play just like one Queen song in solidarity?
Bohemian Rhapsody to finish it off.
We'll close it out
with Bohemian Rhapsody.
With some Bohemian Rhapsody. I agree with
that. Yes.
Victory.
Also,
Screech.
Vote for Sean and Ed.
You know what?
We Are the Champions, Charles.
We're going to close it out with this one.
Oh,
Queen moves on. That's going to do it for our show today. We're going to go and we're going to try and get Gabby to breathe. In the meantime, Queen moves on to face Destiny's Child in the U.S. versus the World bracket on Tuesday. So stay tuned for that one. Jewel, Gab, Aaron, Shannon, great job today. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Drake and Eminem right here on Sterling High School Radio.